on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, where we document the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and this week we'll be chatting with Wedge and Wire. In this episode, we continue our conversation with Wedge and Wire about some of their favorite local bands, their majors at VCU, and what they hope to accomplish next year in 2025. I had a great time chatting with this band and love to see what they do next. Sky, Kira, and Graham all together are really building something special through their band Wedge and Wire. Please enjoy. One of my favorite things about like the music scene here is like you'll be on a bill and like you might be like one pretty like particular genre, and then the next band can be like completely different. So the kind of like fact that like there's so many different things, like you don't really know what the music is until you literally hear it, which is something I think is really cool. Like you don't know what a band sounds like until you hear them play. And when you look at your time as a group, you guys have been together for a year and change now. What do you hope to accomplish with your time in Wedge and Wire?
For an album. We've been meaning to do that forever. Like, people keep... We have one single out on Spotify. It's our Andrew song. It's been on there forever. And we're like, we need more material. Everyone keeps asking us, and we've been meaning to do that for forever. And I guess, like, now that we have, like, an actual secure Wedge and Wire headquarters, we can, like, finally like, sit down and record some stuff. So hopefully that'll be out.
I know recording is such a hard process. We're trying to record, but it's really hard for us because we have, like, so many songs that like just like don't really fit together, so we're like trying to find a way to like put them out as separate projects. Yeah, which is something that's fair.
That's kind of the art when it comes to recording records, is, you know, you don't just want to record a record that's 10 songs or whatever, or like a collection of 10 singles. You know, you want to write a record that is one cohesive thought and has a something to say.
Yeah. Because like for us, we're thinking of dropping, instead of like one big album, we're thinking of doing like various, like a few, maybe three, four, possibly four would be a lot, but maybe like three EPs that all kind of have like the same vibe going, but different, like very different between the EPs and all. Sky, you mentioned you were a VCU major. What's your major?
It's specifically percussion performance. It's like classical percussion and like marimba. I like don't do a drum set at school, but this is my outlet for that. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. And what year are you at VCU?
I'm a junior.
A junior. How's your time at VCU been?
All right. There's definitely ups and downs with the school, but I think overall I have had a very positive experience, and I've learned a lot and grown a lot as a musician. So can't ask for much more than that.
Yeah, for sure. And is anyone else here VCU majors?
I'm in kinetic imaging. It's like video, sound, and animation. I'm just like really into arts. I was going to do communication arts, which is just illustration, but I did a lot of that in high school, and I really wanted to like expand my horizon or whatever and like learn about like technologies and stuff. It's really useful for like, I don't know, understanding, I guess, like music-wise recording and stuff, and if we ever want to make music videos, I know how to do that.
Yeah, for sure. On this podcast, we had last semester we had, I don't know if you know him, his name is Victor Romanko. Yeah, he's so cool. Like, he's so, like, creatively. And I remember, like, sitting down, and he was, like, the first person to tell me about kinetic imaging. And it was just, like, such an interesting conversation. And then we also had, probably about a month ago, maybe a little over a month, we had Max Beskar.
Max, yes. Oh, my God. Max keeps harassing our class. I'm in this monster class. It's an animation class, and we animate monsters, and it's awesome. And every time before class, he comes in and he puts up, like these posters everywhere. It's like, "Hello, Jared's Monster Class." He just keeps harassing our class. It's really funny.
So when you guys look at your time, you've played many shows. Who are, like, some of your favorite bands you've played with, and specifically?
I can think of one to start. My man, Joe.
Joe
the man.
Joe.
He was in this band for a long time called Ensukasa, and we played with them. Yeah, they're Ensukasa. Are or were one of the greatest bands that has ever graced Richmond. But Joe still makes music under Deer Watching. Shout out Aiden, who played saxophone in Ensukasa.
I obviously Bands and Grandsons. You guys are safe.
Grandsons, yeah. Played with the Glares several times. Mm-hmm. We've been hanging out with them for a while. They're really good. Their drummer Noah is one of the greatest drummers I've ever met. And mm-hmm. and Nixie is you know, she's super young, but she's an incredible songwriter.
When bands, like, put so much into their performance, especially live, it can, like, really be that, like, deciding factor in, like, seeing them live. And when you look back at some of the bands you've played, are there any, like, other bands that you'd possibly like to play with in the future that maybe are, like, bigger than you guys or just would, like to play a show with in the future?
I don't know. There's a lot of people I'd love to play with again, mm-hmm. but I can't name a lot of people I've seen that, like, I like really crave to play with. Like, I would love to play, like, Wrong Worshippers, because, like,
they're our buddies, we're tight.
Yeah, shout out Milo.
Just having a good time.
Yeah, the vibes over everything, for sure.
In your head, if, like, you guys had, like, let's say a dream venue that you would just really be excited to play a show at, what would, like, be a venue that, like, would really, like, cement that? And you can mention multiple, there doesn't have to be one answer.
Rabbit Hole was our first, like,
Yeah.
And we did Rabbit Hole, and that was so much fun.
The Rabbit Hole was actually the first show that I ever went to as mm-hmm. as a young man. I was like 15 or 16, and the Rabbit Hole was coming up, and that was the first place I ever went to shows, and it was a big deal for me. Like, I loved the Rabbit Hole, and last month or the month before that,
September,
we played there.
And when you guys think of your music, why should people listen to Wedge and Wire and your music?
You shouldn't. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I don't know if we make music just, like, for people to listen to. We just make it because it's fun, awesome. I don't know.
If you want to listen to our music, it's totally your prerogative, but I'm doing it because I enjoy the creative process. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how most of us feel.
Yeah, I think it's, you should listen to Wedge and Wire because, like, maybe we have a story to tell. Or, like, maybe we don't, but, like,
you should listen to Wedge and Wire to, like, get some insight on who we are and what we are.
If you want to hear what you have to say, you're welcome to listen.
No pressure.
Yeah, you guys are saying, like, it's just that creative outlet, and I totally get that. Just having that creative outlet and just doing it and going for it, it's, like, really rewarding creatively. So do you guys have any socials, or where can we follow you at?
Follow us at Wedge and Wire on Instagram.
Wedge and Wire's on Spotify and YouTube and Bandcamp.
Are there any, like, big goals you hope to accomplish in the coming year of 2025? I know you guys said record an album is that one, but is there really anything else you guys could think of?
Yeah. I think just, like, doing, like, a small little, like, Virginia tour, you know, like Virginia Beach, Charlottesville, maybe.
Yeah, it'd be cool to play some shows a little further afield. It'd be cool. Like, I'd love to work with some other people.
And then this will be the last one, and then we'll send it off. What is your favorite part about being in Wedge and Wire?
Family, I guess, honestly. Just, like, having some siblings to hang out with and jam with, people who are, like, interested in the same stuff you're interested in. Or even, like, people who will tell you, like, no, this doesn't sound good. Like, you should try this instead. Like, I think we also all help each other grow. And it's cool to, like, sort of, like, grow up with each other.
Very well put. I completely, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, no. And it's so nice to, I feel like the best part is just being able to bring people together and, like, you know, play shows and stuff. Put that stuff together and have, like, a space for art to happen. You know, like, a space for creativity to happen and to tell stories and to meet people and to chat. Like, I think that's beautiful. I think that's kind of, like, why we do it.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
thanks for listening to episode 8 of season 2. Thanks for listening to Bad Attitude. Bad Attitude is a product of VCU's Revoice Podcast Network. Bad Attitude is run by host and sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Please stay tuned in the coming weeks for a special episode with local DJ and social media icon Shark Chan. While you're at it, go check out Common Talk and Podline for more Revoice content. Thank you so much. This is